through the gates of the city, past the fields of the last few farms, a mysterious stranger beckoned on, beckoned on. By the path through the valley, to the edge of the riverbank, and beyond lay a danger we'd not reckoned on, reckoned on. At every step, my heart beat quickening. At every step, my nerves more frayed. At every step, the darkness thickening, and a sickening sense a mistake had been made. But my master was unafraid. To the foot of the mountain, up a steep and a winding trail, we saw little lights before us, wavering and dim. Up ahead was a clearing, and the breeze that bestirred the pines brought the sound of a chorus of voices quavering, a mystic mountain hymn.
What are they doing? I can't see. I have to move closer.
Careful. You'll be spotted.
But there are too many trees in the way.
Shh. Oh, my foolish child, you'll see what you were meant to see.
Soft-spoken stranger took a hold of a pine tree's top, and he easily bent it, brought it down to the ground. And my foolhardy master sat astride of the highest bough, and the stranger so gently let it lift him high into the sky. In thin air, but a voice could be heard that came from all around, everywhere.
Hear me now, all you women gathered here to venerate me. Near at hand is the mortal man who would deny and negate me, defiling our sacred mysteries, spying upon our rights, hidden among the limbs of the treetop on high.
By limb, the women assail the mighty pine tree. Whoa, limb by limb, the women began to claw and climb. They battered the bark like barbaric brutes. They tore at the trunk and pried off the roots. Limb by limb, his imminent death became more certain. Whoa, limb by limb. My master was running out of time. With a terrible crack, the tree at last fell. With a ravenous pack, they attacked with a blood-curdling yell. Mother, it's your son. I know you recognize this face you see. You who carried me. Mother, I was scared, but now I'm in the safest place to be. You will carry me home. And Agave appeared to understand, and she tenderly took him by the hand. And limb by limb, she started to rip her son to pieces. Limb by limb, the rest of the women joined the fray. They scrabbled and scratched till his bones were laid bare, while the others played catch with the chunks. I left him there in 1,000 pieces. We'll never find them all. Before the gods, we are defenseless. And he who denies them will.